I invite you to remain standing for our sermon and gospel lesson this morning. It's found in Matthew chapter 5, verses 21 through 32. You can follow along in your Bible or on the insert provided. I read in Jesus' name, Matthew 5, verses 21 through 32. You have heard that it was said to those of old, "You shall not murder, and whoever commits murder will be liable to judgment." But I say to you that everyone who is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. Whoever insults his brother will be liable to the council, and whoever says, "You fool," will be liable to the hell of fire. So if you are offering your gift at the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go. First be reconciled to your brother, and then come and offer your gift. Come to terms quickly with your accuser while you are going with him to court, lest your accuser hand you over to the judge, and the judge to the guard, and you be put in prison. Truly, I say to you, you will never get out until you have paid the last penny. You have heard that it was said, "You shall not commit adultery." But I say to you that everyone who looks on a woman with lustful intent has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. For it is better that you lose one of your members than that your whole body be thrown into hell. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. For it is better that you lose one of your members than that your whole body go into hell. It was also said, "Whoever divorces his wife, let him give her a certificate of divorce." But I say to you that everyone who divorces his wife, except on the ground of sexual immorality, makes her commit adultery. And whoever marries a divorced woman commits adultery. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, these are your words. Sanctify us in your truth, for your word is eternal truth. And may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be holy and acceptable in your sight. O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. You may be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. 50 days after the angel of death passed over the land of Egypt, filling the land with fear, killing all who are not protected by the blood of the Lamb, 50 days after that Passover, God descended upon Mount Sinai. God said to Moses, "Behold, I am coming to you in a thick cloud, that the people may hear when I speak with you." That day the mountain was covered in smoke because the Lord descended upon the mountain in fire. Smoke went up from the mountain like a kiln, and the whole mountain shook, and the people trembled. God commanded that limits would be set around the mountain so that no one would even touch the mountain. And God said if someone did touch the mountain, that person was to be killed, either stoned or shot. And God spoke for all of the people to hear. He spoke these words, "I am Yahweh your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his cattle, nor anything that is thy neighbor's." As God spoke these commandments, the people were terrified. They feared the thunder. They feared the voice of God. They feared the sound of the trumpet of God. And they said to Moses, "Do not let God speak to us anymore, lest we perish." And Moses spoke to the people. He said, "Do not fear, for God has come to test you, that the fear of Him may be before you, so that you may not sin." But the people backed away from the mountain and fled from the presence of God. But Moses drew near to the thick darkness where God was. Moses and the people heard the same voice of God thundering from the mountain. They saw the same signs on earth and in heaven, the same thunderings, the same lightnings. But the people backed away. And Moses drew near to that thick darkness where God was. In our gospel lesson today, Jesus is on the mountain. And Jesus speaks with the same voice of God, thundering God's wrath against sin. Some might argue that Jesus, the Son of God, is even harsher against sin than God was. You could maybe make a case for that, but all Jesus is doing is revealing God's intention with His commandments. And the people that Jesus was speaking to, they knew the Ten Commandments. They could recite them. They knew them in and out. But they thought that they could deflect the law's accusations off of them. They thought they could stand before God's commandments and remain at least mostly clean. But Jesus opens up these commandments and He preaches them in their full condemning weight. Anger is murder. Insults lead you to hell. Looking is adultery. And divorce causes even innocent parties to sin. Jesus opens up these commandments and He uses the law to condemn not just His hearers, but to condemn every single person. You are condemned by the law that Jesus preaches here. You are not free from the law's accusations, not in the least. Do not think that just because you haven't physically struck someone and killed them that you're free of murder. No, you have committed murder in your mind and in your heart. You have blood on your hands. Do not think that just because you haven't slept with someone who isn't your spouse that you're free from the sin of adultery. And don't think either that because you avoid those pornographic websites that you're free from looking with lust. You aren't. Do not think that you love your spouse purely enough. You hold grudges, and you do not love sacrificially. You stand before God condemned. Sin is serious. Jesus says that sin is serious enough that you should cut off and pluck out body parts that cause you to sin. But the problem you have is you can't cut enough of your body off. You can maybe hide your sins before others, but your sins are not hidden before God. God sees and God knows. Your sins condemn you to hell. Your situation really is that bad. And if you don't realize that, then Jesus has nothing to preach to you except this law. If you can hear these words of Christ and not be pierced to the heart, if you can hear God's wrath against sin and not despair of everything that you would offer, then Mount Sinai is the only mountain of God that you will ever know. And you can go on your ignorant, merry little way, and you will always stand before the thundering and the quaking of a wrathful God. Jesus has nothing more to say to you. But if Jesus' words of law from the mountain strike fear in you, if the words of Jesus reveal that God has wrath against your sins, then let me tell you about another mountain of God. Jesus himself ascended that mountain. He climbed that mountain step by step, bearing the weight of your sin. And on Golgotha, Jesus hung on the cross for those sins, bearing the wrath and punishment of God for those sins, so that you could stand righteous and holy before God. Because he loves you, God will not let you remain in bondage and slavery to sin. The law leaves you nowhere to run and nowhere to hide. The law of God comes at you with the thundering voice of God, and it backs you into a corner with no escape. It backs you into the corner of your death and in the judgment of hell. And that law forces you to look up and behold God. And when you look up, you look into the eyes of Jesus. You look into the face of the Son of God who suffered and died for your sin. You look up and you find that you have been delivered. Remember how at Mount Sinai, Moses approached the thick darkness where God was, but all of the people backed away from the presence of God? You see, Moses knew who was speaking with the thunder and the earthquake and the vengeful wrath and the fire and the smoke. Moses knew that the God speaking was the God who had delivered him and all of Israel up out of Egypt, out of the house of bondage and slavery. Moses knew that the God in the thick darkness was the same God who had passed over the land of Egypt, killing all of the firstborn who were not covered in the blood of the Lamb, but delivering those who were. Moses knew that the God in the darkness was the same God who had parted the Red Sea so that God's people could be led safely through those waters and their enemies destroyed and killed behind them. Moses knew that the God speaking on Mount Sinai was the God who had revealed himself as a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness, giving steadfast love to thousands and forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin. Moses knew his deliverer. And so when you hear Jesus preaching the law to you, remember that as he is convicting you of sin, remember that he also is the very one who suffered and died for that sin. Remember that your sin can no longer destroy you. Your sin can no more destroy you than it can destroy Christ. Because Christ has answered for it all. And you, brother and sister, you are free. Amen. And may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, now and forevermore. Amen.